Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Removal of ordinance on business parking lot maintenance requirements fails to pass. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On the agenda at last night's Gillette City Council meeting was the second reading of a removal of a provision in a city zoning ordinance on access and parking lot maintenance requirements for businesses in the city limits. Currently, the ordinance requires businesses to maintain their parking lots and business accesses or face a fine from the city. The change was originally considered and passed by the Planning Commission on a vote of 5-2. During the initial reading, the council voted to continue on to the second reading. Last night, both Councilman Tim Carsrud and Councilwoman Trish Simonson decided to change their vote. Carsrud said he had several residents reach out to him and were, quote, maybe a little disappointed with the way I voted. He said he didn't have a single person say that they agreed with him on the vote in favor of the change, so he chose to vote no moving forward. Simonson said she was initially for the change because she struggles with telling businesses what they can and can't do with their property. She continued by saying, quote, we do have several other ordinances on the books that do have some things in place. So I too am probably going to change my vote on that to no. Simonson said she hopes to go back over some other ordinances with regulations on private property and take a look at them again. After the short discussion, council voted against the ordinance change, with only Councilman Nathan McLeland voting in favor. County commissioners set date for the public hearing on the 2023-24 county budget. The Campbell County Commissioners took the final step towards approving the final budget for fiscal year 2023-24 during the commissioners' meeting yesterday morning. The date was set for the public hearing on the proposed budget for June 19th at 6 p.m. in the commission chambers at the Campbell County Courthouse. During the hearing, residents can appear in person to offer comments about the budget or submit comments in writing. A copy of the entire proposed budget is available to the public at the county clerk's office during regular business hours. The budget will also be published in the Gillette News Record on Saturday, according to the statute. The commissioners praised the work done by all involved, including the new county clerk, Cindy Lovelace, to get the budget completed. Commissioner Del Shellstead said it was a, quote, painstaking budget year, but was pleased with the outcome. Commission Chairman Colleen Faber said she felt the budget process provided, quote, good transparency in discussions. She said she thought the suggestion made by Commissioner Jim Ford to try and keep the budget level and not focus as much on the county valuation when making budget decisions played a key role in the process. Commissioner Butch Knutson said he set out to decrease the tax burden on citizens when he ran for office, and he thinks that they did a good job by getting a slight decrease in mill levies to provide some relief to both residents and businesses. The total budget that will be up for adoption during the June 20th regular commission meeting is at a grand total of $150,999,629. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.